Thank you, Brad. Good morning. The Fortuna Police received information from the Fairfield Police Department that 40-year-old Warren Herman Sloan III was possibly in the Fortuna area. Sloan was wanted by the Fairfield Police Department in connection with a homicide that occurred March 31st, in which he was suspected of stabbing a 19-year-old woman. The department had been working with the United States Marshal Service to locate Sloan. Fortuna Police observed Sloan walking in the area of the 500 block of South Fortuna Boulevard. Sloan then began walking toward the Six Rivers Motel. An officer made contact with him, and he was arrested without incident. The department is continuing to work on the case with the U.S. Marshal's Office and the Fairfield Police Department. 2 weeks ago, the North Coast went through a tsunami alert system test as local officials and broadcasters got a chance to see if the alert system worked properly. There were a few glitches, but in general, officials were pleased. Tsunamis were on the mind again yesterday morning after a massive earthquake shook Indonesia, reviving fears that the Indian Ocean may see a repeat of the devastating tsunami that caused such destruction in 2004. There was no tsunami, and that's because of the nature of the earthquake, as Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service explains.
So that kind of earthquake doesn't traditionally cause big tsunamis, although they can set in motion an undersea landslide that could cause a large tsunami. But so in this case, the kind of earthquake it was not really conducive to generate a tsunami.
Nicolini goes on to say that thrust quakes differ from slip quakes, although here on the North Coast, we get both kinds because of the subduction zone in the Pacific.
This was a strike slip, which is sort of sideways motion, and the one in 2004 was a thrust, which is an upwards motion.
That was Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service. The arrest of a 42-year-old Eureka man in Pennsylvania led to the raid on a marijuana dispensary in Myrtletown last week. William Byron, the owner of the Humboldt County Collective in Eureka, was arrested in Pennsylvania after local police received a tip from California authorities that a package weighing 39 pounds was going to be delivered to an address where Byron was staying. Police intercepted the package, arresting Byron, who remains in jail on $1 million bail. Acting on that information, the county DA raided the herb center and confiscated more than 4,500 growing plants, $17,000 in cash, and six firearms, including an illegal assault rifle. Police also confiscated between 500 to 1,000 pounds of trimmed marijuana. Byron faces drug trafficking conspiracy charges after the mailed package was opened and included packaged marijuana for sale with a value of between $100,000 to $150,000. Humboldt County has awarded a construction contract for the rehabilitation of Humboldt Hill Road to Mercer Fraser. The work will begin Monday, weather permitting, and the project will include replacing the asphalt pavement and building sidewalks on the west side of the road from Country Club Market to Stanford Drive. Be prepared for controlled traffic, work crews on the street, and if you have any questions, contact the County Engineering Department. More KINS News, it's after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
The Eureka Chamber of Commerce announces a ribbon-cutting grand reopening event for Humboldt Republic Clothing. It's this Friday on 535 4th Street in Eureka, scheduled for 1 p.m. Humboldt State University has been noted by the Chancellor's Office for its efforts to divert 100% of its organic waste from a landfill by 2013. The project was launched last summer, and the groundwork for the effort has been completed. HSU's student-run Waste Reduction and Resource Awareness Program already diverts about 4 tons of organic waste annually, and that total could rise to 300 tons once the project is in full swing. The Mendocino County Coroner has identified the remains of an adult male that were found near the Juan Creek over the weekend. The remains are those of Daniel Kolb, a transient from the state of Colorado. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were called out to Juan Creek after a body was found in the water lodged against some rocks. An autopsy performed Monday concluded that the body had been in the water for several days before washing ashore along the coastline. Deputies are continuing their investigation into Kolb's death. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.